Gary Phillipson. Soap correspondent.
Do you know what?
What's the X Factor?
What's going on there? I'm not watching that for no one.
There we go.
I thought I was going to get away with watching the soaps last night because we had to do the Big Shop. But you know what? Emily rushed me back. So we watched the soap. So Emmerdale, still a farm. There's a shop. The pub's all right. And the vicar's wife's still thinking about with the chef. You know what I mean, don't
Marlon.
You? That's him. And EastEnders.
Still depressing.
Oh, dearly me. I phoned the doctor. I said, doctor, I can't watch this anymore. But then Corrie comes on, which is all right. Two lots of Corrie. And I tell you what, it's all kicking off in there. Now, you know the bloke with the bald head who ran off with the wife? That's him in Red Dwarf.
Chris.
Yeah. Well, he... It's all out about him now, not being poorly at all.
Right.
He had a brain tumour. The radiotherapy worked, but he was letting on that it hadn't gone, so he took him out of Red Dwarf's lass.
Lloyd.
She's found out. She's run off to London.
Cheryl.
Aye. And he's now run off as well, because everyone shunned him in that pub.
Right.
So no one
The Rover's returned.
That's right. No one wants to talk to him, so he's left, and it's left him out of Red Dwarf on his tod, and I tell you what, there's going to be problems there. You watch, mark my words, there's problems with him, because he's hit the bottle. Now, there's a bloke in there that was homeless. He was at the shelter. And he was friends. He'd been in before, but he was friends with the lass who had the paper shop.
Dennis and Rita.
That's right.
Right.
Well, you know the bloke who looks like Bob Mortimer that has the shop now?
Norris.
Well, he's spoken to the local newspaper.
The Weatherfield Gazette.
That's right. About this great story about this bloke who was homeless who's now got his life back together. And he told the story to that newspaper. They've printed it. And there's a mystery woman looking for him that was homeless that's not homeless anymore. That's a one to watch, trust me. And do you know him that was in Boyzone?
Kieran.
Yeah, well, he's getting married to that was in Hearsay. Who knew?
Michelle.
Now, him that was in Boyzone lost all of his money playing cards and he wanted to try to get his money back because he was getting married to this woman out of Hearsay. He's lost the deposit for the wedding, so he's now working for the son of the lass that looks like E.T.
Nick.
And there's going to be trouble there too.
You're up to date. It's Real Radio.